I'd like, I need, I really need to talk to the sheriff as soon as possible.
I'm Sheriff Reed. You can talk all you like, but if I were you, I'd wait for my lawyer, Mr. Nash.
I don't, you said you're the sheriff?
That's what I said.
Are you Sharpwood, Sheriff?
I'm the sheriff.
Do you have the authority to...
Look, I'm wearing a shiny star on my chest. I'm sitting here in the middle of the night, and even though I'm exhausted, I'm poring over murder files that no one else wants to bother with. So yeah, I'm the sheriff. I may not be used to all this, and I'm not sure I ever will be, but I don't have another sheriff for you, Mr. Nash. You might as well accept it.
Listen, Sheriff. Sheriff Reed, right? Great, Sheriff Reed. I need to talk to the sheriff, and you're the sheriff, so... It's even better. I mean, older sheriffs sometimes... Well, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about that. I just want to say that there's been a mistake. And I want to help you out here because I... Because...
There was a huge batch of cocaine hiding in your house. You want me to believe you didn't know anything about it?
I rent that house. Only lived there a couple of weeks. And you... You know all that, right? It's easy to check, huh? Yeah, it's... But that's not important. It's not that I'm trying... Listen, Sheriff Reed, you have to listen to me very carefully. I'm a policeman, just like you, you know?
Oh, so you must be undercover. Is that it, Mr. Nash?
No, that's... It's much more complicated than that. My name isn't Warren Nash.
I already knew that. Your fake documents are so bad they practically fell apart in my hands.
If you let me explain, I... Would you like to see my real document, Sheriff? Look, that humidor, you see it?
What?
That little box, the little wooden box on the table, see? Looks like a jewelry box?
It's locked. We'll crack it open in the morning.
Wouldn't you rather open it now? Please, Sheriff Reed, let's open it now and I'll try to explain everything. I'm in a very difficult situation, and I'm asking you to listen to me. Just open the box, and you'll find my passport in there. My real passport. My name's Jack Boyd. The documents that say I'm Warren Nash, I bought them for $90 at the rail station. Please, just open the box, and I'll explain everything, please.
You say you were a cop, huh?
Yes, I was a cop. I was the chief of police, just like you. Look, it's a very long and complicated story, but I assure you, this is all just a huge misunderstanding. And the fact that I've gone into hiding here, the fact that I'm here at all, it's an injustice that I want to correct. And I'm asking you to help me. Sheriff Reed, let's talk. I'm begging you. Sheriff Reed, let me...
Do you even know what you've been accused of, Mr. Boyd?
Let's just say I don't know if you know what happened in Freeburg last winter, but it had nothing to do with the law or justice. I was used.
You do understand that I have to report you to the feds, right, Mr. Boyd?
Sheriff Reed, if you do this, you just continue this. I believe that cops should help each other, so I just want to say, you seem like the kind of person
who... We've known each other for 5 minutes, Mr. Boyd. I doubt very much that I've made any impression on you at all. Whatever you've got yourself mixed up in, I hope that you find justice, if that's really what you want. But for now, all I know is this. You're a criminal, and they're looking for you.
Your folder. Your folder. That's a case file. Can I see it?
Excuse me?
I worked as a detective for years. Even when I was chief, I did half of my detective's work. If you're having trouble with the case, I'm sure I can help. Cops should help each other. My exact words, right?
You think that I...
Listen, Sheriff Reed, what do you have to lose? You're the head of this police department. You've got to think rationally. I'm not trying to teach you how to do your work. I'm just... Well, just for a minute, forget about all that, the other. This whole awkward situation, okay? Right? You have an unsolved murder, and there's someone standing right in front of you who's offering to help. Maybe I'm an imposter, and I can't actually do anything. Maybe I'll even turn out to be a lunatic, scatter the file around the cell, and dance around like a wild monkey. But maybe, just maybe, I really am an experienced cop who can help you find your killer. Don't you want that? Don't you want to give me a chance since you've got nothing to lose? Don't you want a real criminal in prison, not some sorry victim of circumstance like me? That's police work. Catching the real criminals, right?
I guess I'm going crazy.